Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Light Outdoors. On the mic with you. Man, anybody else feeling challenged? Anybody else feeling like every time you turn around, somebody's knocking you down or tripping you or throwing dirt in your face? Of course, here in Oklahoma, that's not hard to do. Step outside in the dust or the pollen one's overtaking you. I put together a message, and man, I've kind of dabbled around on this. I just keep getting sidetracked. God keeps giving me other stuff, and today I put this together, and it looks like I'm going to get to share it with you. But I've about had all I can take. You ever been there? I think a lot of the terminology that we like to hear today, and we hear it a lot, is I'm done. I've had it. I'm done. I can't do any more. I can't go any further. I can't handle any more. I'm done. I spend tremendous amounts of time counseling with people who find themselves in this very scenario of I've about had all I can take. And you know, I myself have find myself occasionally in that woe is me moment where I too am yelling, God, I've had all I can take. I can't take any more. But we also know that yes, we can, and we can step forward. We don't have to lay in our muck. We don't have to wallow in our misery. We move forward, technically, because there's nothing behind us that's going to help us. Everything we need is ahead of us. I'm reminded of one of my favorite movies. It was a Gumball Rally or something like that. It was a road race across the United States, and it was funny. It was a comedy. It was a goofy. It was set quite a ways back. I think I've done another one, a newer version, but in this original, there was an Italian driver, and he gets into his little Italian sports car, and he tells his co-driver, he said, there's one thing to know about Italian driving. And he reaches up and he grabs the rearview mirror and he snatches it off the windshield. He throws it in the back seat. And his statement is, what's behind you is not important. And I find a lot of humor in that, but in the same token, I also find a lot of truth in that. Yeah, our past has an importance because it carries value. It sets us up for where our future is. It gives us things that we can look back on and know that we're no longer where we used to be. But technically, our past can't help us. The hindsight's 20/20. We can look back and understand we don't want to do that again. So there's some learning curve there. But for the most part, going backwards isn't going to help us. We have to go forward. So even when we find ourselves at a place where we said, I've had about all I can take, we've got to move forward. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think God brings hard times into our lives? It's a good question. It's valid, right? Does he do it to see if our faith is strong? Or if we get fed up and abandon our faith? Many will. Many will run from their faith because they can't handle the pressures of life. Sometimes I think this must be the reason, right? That he just is testing us to see if we can get fed up about it. Well, the biggest thing that we must get out of this, God doesn't cause our calamity. He simply allows it, and he uses it for his good and his glory when we let him. Remember Joseph's story? His own brothers plotted against him and wound up selling him into slavery. All of his troubles, even being sent to prison, only to be delivered into a high position. But he was a long time coming. Look what he says to his brothers concerning this, when they were literally afraid that he might seek revenge against them once they figured out his position and when their father died, and now they're scared, right? Because they got to see Joseph. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, such a unique scripture. And this is what Joseph says to his brothers. As for you, whew, that could have meant a lot right there. As for you, I've had enough of you. But that's not what he said. He said, as for you, you meant evil against me. I mean, his brothers actually originally plotted to kill him. And then they actually did tell the lie to his father that they did something killed him, like a wild beast devoured him or whatever, although they had sold him into slavery. But listen to what he says. You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about his present outcome, that many people would be kept alive as they are this day. Obviously, if you know the story of Joseph, even though he was sold into slavery, he went to Potiphar's house and he got thrown into prison, and then he winds up getting delivered out of prison, and he's He's placed in a position that he oversees the kingdom, and he because he foretells, he prophesies about a coming famine, and if they'll do these things the way God says to do them, not only will they survive, but they'll thrive through the midst of this famine, and their people won't go hungry. So that's exactly what they did. They brought grain to the storehouses, and he fortified the savings, basically, so that when the famine came, they were able to live, to eat. That's when his folks come, his brothers and his father winds up coming there, realizing who he is. See, we don't always know why hard times come to us. Most of the time, they don't make any sense. Sometimes, they're simply a result of living in an imperfect world. We live in a world that is corrupted by sin. We live in a fallen world. Job, he knew what it was to suffer, right? I mean, you know the story of Job. He declared this in Job chapter 5, verse 7, "Man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward." You ever watched a campfire burn when it sends a spark and it goes up with the smoke? Man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward, Job 5, 7. But when hard times do happen, by faith, we know that God is still in control, even if it doesn't seem like it at times, and we can turn to Him for the strength and encouragement that we need. And I know that seems like maybe a cliche statement, oh, just turn to God. But it is very true. He is the only provider of hope and peace, especially in times of struggle, times of trouble, times of chaos. There's nothing in this world that can deliver us from the elements of challenge and struggle that we face today, especially because most of the battles that we face are spiritual. They're not carnal. We're not fighting a hand-to-fist war. We're fighting a spiritual battle. The enemy is fighting against us. I continue to say this. So many who I consider followers of Christ are struggling so hard today. The enemy has come against us in so many hard ways. It's very difficult. It's challenging. And I guess if you want to consider it, it's a possible culling of the herd, because the weak will fall away. It's not good. It's not what God wants. He gives us an opportunity. He tells us, man, if we'll just come to Him, if we'll just lean on Him, if we'll just take His understanding and not our own, we can walk through this fire. He'll walk through it with us. He's proved it time and time again in His Word. He's proved it time and time again in my life. But yet I still find myself bogged down in my woe is me's. Find out where I'm at here. I found that people often react to hard times in one of two ways. Some get angry at God and they turn against Him. Why would God do this to me? Why would God let this happen? Why did He do this? Why did He cause this? It's tragic because they're cutting themselves off from their only source of lasting help. Others, however, turn to God and they find comfort and strength in Him. It might not resolve the problem. It might not make anything any better, but He will heal the wounds, and He will provide strength, and He will provide the way, and He will provide the provision and the necessities of life that we can walk through whatever challenges that we face. Even though we may wind up coming out with some scars, we will come out, and we'll come out with Him. But why does God allow hard times to happen to us? Here's an answer that many of us really don't want to hear. Sometimes we bring these hardships on ourselves. Maybe it's because we've made an unwise decision. Maybe it's because we disobeyed God's moral law. Maybe it's because we've stepped out of bounds. Maybe it's because we've crossed that proverbial line and we've created our own chaos. We like to blame it on God, but truly, it could possibly be our own fault and our own doing. When this is the case, we need to repent. We need to seek the forgiveness that can only come through Jesus Christ. But even if we don't know the reason, God still loves us, and He wants us to draw us closer to Himself, even in the midst of our trial, even in the midst of our challenge. The Bible says that we can even rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. It's Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. When hard times come to you, turn to Christ. who suffered and died for you. And ask God to use these difficult times to strengthen your faith, to make you stronger. In a world filled with tumultuous events, we need to cling to hope in God. He is our only hope. Fortunately, there are countless Bible verses about strength, and they're worth reading, pondering, and integrating them into our lives. These scriptures are filled with Bible verses that provide comfort and strength, especially in the hard times that we encounter. It's essential that we remain steadfast when hard times hit, and that we never give up, that we rely on God to navigate the stormy and the choppy waters. Isaiah chapter 41:10, and I'll tell you, I'm going to give you some scriptures here. These are battle scriptures. These are scriptures you need to pin to your refrigerator, post them on the mirror in your bathroom, wherever you can see them every morning, every day before you leave to go out into this dark world that we live. Isaiah chapter 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear can overtake us, but God is all-powerful and will offer us all the strength that we need. Take that Bible verse about strength into account when you face tough times. Philippians 4, verse 12 through 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. True happiness can be found in Christ and Christ alone. When you're looking for Bible verses about strength, this scripture is a very important one. No matter what you're facing, turn to God and He'll sustain you. Psalms chapter 46, verse 1 through 3, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, with the mountains quake with their surging. Man, what a powerful verse that is about strength and comfort. No matter what life throws at us, we can have confidence that God will meet us where we are and guide our path forward. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16, now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Paul discusses this prayer in 2 Thessalonians, and he promises believers that God will protect them from evil. In Paul's final greeting at the end of the chapter, he offers well wishes, pining for God's peace to be on his readers. This is yet another powerful reminder of the Lord's power in our lives. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Uncertainty breeds anxiety, and anxiety can overtake us. Prayer is an essential ingredient to build strength and trust in God. During moments of suffering and worry, it's important to take grievances and fears to the Lord. Look for Him to our answers. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You're never alone in this world. God holds the power to give men and women strength and courage, essential ingredients needed to help us push back against fear and terror. God never leaves us, as this Bible verse about strength proclaims. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 through 31, the most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Among the more powerful Bible verses about strength in hard times is where this Jesus' words are recorded from Mark chapter 12. He boils down the most important commandments to this, love God and love others. If each of us relies on the first and the second, flows naturally. If we put all of our trust and faith and our strength and everything about who we are in Christ, we will love others as ourselves. This verse reminds us once again that God can quickly help us when we fall. In a world in which life can change in a split second, this Bible verse about strength reminds us that help can also quickly be found in the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. In our weakness, we can find strength in the Lord. Life might get us down, but when it does, we should reflect on Bible verses about strength to remember and rediscover truth as we take our struggles to God in prayer. Luke chapter 12, verse 25 through 26. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Worry can lead to an emotional and spiritual paralysis. These Bible verses about strength and comfort remind us that worrying does little to change a tough situation. When fear creeps into your life, make an effort to take it to the Lord. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Where do you find your strength? Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, it's clear that God wants us to rely on him and to see him as our defenses and all that we face in this world. John 16:33, I've told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. When life feels oppressive or situations become difficult, it is often helpful to remember what Christ went through himself and his victory. Our reliance on him can help guide us through the darkest of times. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Among the many Bible verses about strength in hard times are those that urge us to see God as a shield or a fortress. Proverbs 18:10 is just one of the verses that helps bring this concept to life. 1 Peter 4:11, if anyone speaks, they should do so as one speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Listen, the chaos of this life can sometimes distract us from God and from truth. But Peter reminds us that we should always rely on God to fulfill tasks and duties, no matter what they are. It's the Lord's power that sustains us, and when we rely on him, we can be sure that we are on track to achieve his plan for our lives. Psalm 32, verse 7 and 8, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. This Bible verse about strength and comfort calls God our hiding place and promises his protection for those who seek him. With God's counsel, our lives are full and complete. Exodus 15:2, the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Praising God means seeking his face as we navigate life. It also means abiding by his standards and understanding that his plan might not be our own, but it's a better one. As we learn to exalt God, we are able to live our lives to the fullest. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 through 10 says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in results, or in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The Christian walk can be challenging, with Paul reminding us as believers that despite the difficulties we may face, we find strength in the Lord. It's important to remember that accepting Christ doesn't mean life's going to be simple, but through God, we will be sustained. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. The Holy Spirit isn't merely a relic of the past. It's something believers are called to accept in their hearts, and it's guiding light that assists in our everyday lives. The Holy Spirit can help change hearts and minds. Psalm 18:32, it is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. It's essential to put the armor of God on when it comes to navigating the day-to-day issues that we face. The best way to be sure that our ways are kept secure is to check in with God throughout each and every day. quite frequently, I might add. Habakkuk 3, verse 19 says, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and he enables me to tread on the heights." Life sometimes leaves us with an array of questions, especially when we face pain or challenge or struggle or loss or difficult times. One special Bible verse about strength in this Habakkuk 3:19, while the prophet Habakkuk had questions for God about why his people were suffering in captivity, he also relied on the Lord for his strength. We should do the same, even when we grapple with difficult questions. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This final Bible verse that I'm going to share with you about strength is Joshua 1:9. It implores us to be both strong and courageous, pushing fear and discouragement to the side. God never leaves us nor forsakes us. And that's a very important, and it's an important reality for us to remember. It reminds me of another passage here from Joshua. In Joshua 24, verse 15, it's, "If it is unacceptable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua is calling out God's people for their idolatry, for this wishy-washy Christianity, and I would say that that's where we're being called out today. The people that Joshua was talking to responded in this way in verses 16 through 20. It says, "The people answered, 'Far be it from us to abandon or reject the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and who did these great signs, these miracles in our sight, and kept us safe all along the way that we went and among all the peoples among whom we passed.'" Verse 18, "The Lord drove all the peoples out from before us, even the Amorites who lived in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." So Joshua again responds with this hammer striking the nail right here. Verse 19, he says, "Then Joshua said to the people, 'You will not be able to serve the Lord if you serve any other gods.'" Ooh, that's powerful right there. You'll not be able to serve the Lord if you serve any other gods. "For he is a holy God. He is a jealous God, demanding what is rightfully and uniquely his." In verse 20, he says, "He will not forgive your transgression of his law or your sins if you do abandon or reject the Lord and serve foreign gods. Then he will turn and do you harm and consume and destroy you even after he has done you good." Simply put, many of our struggles and battles are self-inflicted. It's due to our choices, our bending of the rules, our compromises. Let the battles and the struggles instead be turned into training, into strengthening, into knowledge from lessons learned, that they might become stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. Just as Joshua said, "You can choose these other gods if you want, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I encourage and challenge you today, look over your struggles, your battles, these things that you face. They're not God's fault. They're either about this corrupt world we're living in, or they're possibly about bad choices that we've made, consequences for things that we've set up for ourselves. Repent. Get before the Lord. Spend time with him. Build that relationship. Cry out to him. We may not ever answer the word why. We may not ever understand why it is that we find ourselves in a position to say, "I've about had all I can take." But I guarantee you, if we get our eyes on Jesus, if we trust him for our provision, for our peace, for our hope in this dark world, we will find that peace, and he will walk with us through that fire. Again, we're going to struggle. We're going to have some fights. We're going to have some battles. That's imperative. The word says that we are to endure till the end. We're to hold fast our faith in him through all of these trials and temptations. Let it strengthen us. Let these struggles, instead of being stumbling blocks, be our stepping stones that take us into a more mature place in our spiritual walk, that others might see that and follow the path that we set, Blaze a trail for someone else through these hardships. Let someone else see how you walk according to the Word of God through your hard struggles, through your trials of life. Keep your head up. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and He will deliver us in the end. I guarantee it. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following along on our podcast. Thank you for supporting us financially. This is a difficult time for us. This is an interesting time for us. It's a place that we've not been yet. God's taking us through the fire, taking us through the trial. We're trusting Him. We're believing that He will provide. He always has. He always will. Walk with us on this journey. Please continue to pray for us and pray with us as we seek out that which is lost so that they may be found. God bless you guys. Rhonda and I love you. We're praying for you tonight. We'll talk to you again real soon.